This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
David Toscano is a member of the Virginia House of Delegates representing Charlottesville and parts of Albemarle County. He's a former mayor of the city of Charlottesville, and he joins me live in studio. How are you, sir? It's good to see you.
It's good to be here. It's a great studio, and I'm glad to look at the tornado on the Weather Channel.
Yeah, we got the Weather Channel going on over there, and there's all sorts of nasty stuff going on in the southeast. Are we supposed to get rain here this weekend? I don't know.
I think it says rain tomorrow, but hope not.
Yeah, hopefully not. So what are your thoughts when all this stuff was breaking yesterday? It's still breaking. I mean, there's news coming out left and right about threats against members of Congress, and now Republican Eric Cantor is saying, well, somebody fired a bullet through my office, and what were your thoughts when you heard about the vandalism, the gas line cut?
Well, there's absolutely no place for this. And not only that, but no place for some of the rhetoric. Somebody made some comment that the mistake on giving out Tom Perriello's brother's address was, quote, collateral damage. I mean, the imagery is very disturbing. And I think we got to get a little more civility back in our political discourse. There's always going to be argument. There's always going to be serious argument. But in this country, we pride ourselves in at least trying to maintain some level of civility. And violence has no place in American life if we're really going to move forward as a country.
We're talking with David Toscano, and the phone lines are open, 977-1070. And that's something that a lot of people may not have heard, that one of the two guys who actually put that address up on the internet and said, hey, let's go by, when he found out it was the wrong address, he said, oh, well, that's collateral damage.
Yes.
There's a war term, David.
The imagery,
David,
of a military campaign where some civilians unfortunately get killed because they are in the line of fire. And the fact that he would come up with that kind of analogy is very disturbing. And then you've got
sort of shows you where his head is at, you know?
Yeah, and then you get some other people saying, well, you know, it's not appropriate, but I understand the frustration, and the problem is that this health care bill hurts the American public, and why should we be surprised that people would be frustrated? Well, you know, that seems to justify what some of these folks are doing. And I don't care if it's on the left or on the right. We just can't have that in American life.
We have so many people, and like on the right and the left, because I remember when Bush was in office, there was so much anger from the left, and you're violating the Constitution, and you're Hitler, and lots of hate speech and anger. We're seeing sort of similar kinds of a dynamic on the right now, and we just seem to be moving constantly further and further apart.
Well, you know, it's one thing to exercise your, quote, right of free speech. It's another thing to take a physical action against somebody. When you cut a propane line, anybody who has a gas grill understands that if you've left that line open, that gas pours out, and it can be sparked, and that creates a real big danger. And that's what happened at Tom Perriello's brother's house.
Yeah, we're talking with David Toscano. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. What say you? What are your reaction to this news breaking this week, national news? I heard two guys talking today, and one of them said what they did was they created a bomb by cutting this line. You basically created a bomb that could go off. And the other guy said, no, the Democrats made the bomb.
Well,
they're the ones that made the bomb.
It's totally unacceptable. I mean, the Democrats made the bomb. The good news is, you know, even though the city and the county have disagreements, nobody's getting violent in the city and the county against one another as a result of the revenue sharing agreement. I think that's good news.
Yeah. We're talking with David Toscano. Let's go to John on one. John, you're on with David. You go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Happy little Friday to you.
You bet. Can we quickly stipulate this is an appalling event that occurred to the Perriellos?
Stipulate
that.
Yeah. I think we all agree on that.
We really do. What has me astonished and what really upsets me was, say, the lady who called in yesterday lamenting this event, just as do I, apparently never aware that our president had a movie made about how to assassinate him, that a book, I believe at least one, was written arguing that it might be a good thing if the president were assassinated. That would be Mr. Bush. And I think those are correct assertions. Our sitting president has a protege, a longtime protege, Mr. Bill Ayers, who not only advocated but used violence, in which someone was killed back in, I guess, the 1960s.
Yeah, with the Weather Underground. Yeah.
And other than for political expediency, I don't believe the president was quick to distance himself from Mr. Ayers. So...
And your point being what?
Well, I hope it's very clear.
Well, make it.
That, yes.
Make it clear.
The aversion to the incidents of appalling threats seems to be very clear when it occurs to a Democrat, but they don't seem to be as quick to criticize, at least at the grassroots level. A lot of the local people seem to be appalled at what happened, and I hate the fact that the Perriellos were bothered, but...
You think there's a double standard?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's talk about Mr. Ayers.
Well, I don't want to get into that here. We want to focus on this, but I get your larger point. I guess it depends on who you're talking to. John, thank you for the call, because I don't think there's a double standard, because I'm outraged and disgusted wherever it comes from.
That's
I don't
right.
think there's any place for this, left or right, up or down. This is America, and you know, one of the whole points of this country is we're a country of laws. We're going to move past that. You know, let's turn a page in human history and create a place where people don't grab their pitchforks and their guns every time they disagree about politics.
I would hope the point would not be to revisit some of the older discussions, but recognize that this particular incident was not a good incident. We shouldn't be encouraging the incident. And, you know, to go back and cite other examples from the past, I think it sounds almost apologetic. And I know the caller really doesn't mean that. I mean, there is a long
line. No, and his first point was this is a bad thing. And,
it's a bad thing no matter when it happens. And there's been there's always been a level of extremism that's been present in this country. It goes back a long, long way. And we've got to try to tamp that down. You know, we pride ourselves in being a democratic country. And if we're going to remain a strong democracy, we got to make sure the extremists don't take over.
We're talking with David Toscano, member of the Virginia House of Delegates. The phone lines are open for you to join this conversation at any time. Your thoughts, 977-1070. With that in mind, let's turn our attention to what you were mentioning earlier, city-county relations,
right,
and this summit that's coming up, for lack of a better word. I don't know if anybody's officially named it a summit, yeah. But tell us exactly what's coming up and what the point is and what is the latest.
Well, as you know, there was an effort in the General Assembly this time around to change a formula that would have transferred $5.2 million from the city schools directly to the county schools, and essentially would have led to a 35% in school funding for the city. And ultimately was defeated. But in the process, I think people decided that we have to figure out a better way to work together in the county and the city. And so there's going to be a meeting scheduled for the 24th at the library downtown at 1:30, and it will include the Board of Supervisors, the City Council, the school boards in both jurisdictions. And it's the meeting's tasked with trying to develop a process by which we can look at better ways of collaboration and consolidation potentially in the city and the county. Whether it's a summit or not, I don't know. That's a
working
kind of
group,
working
task
group.
Force.
You know, you can't get much out of a big meeting like this. What you can do is potentially set in place a process for evaluating certain things and trying to bring this community closer together. You know, we have a wonderful community. We have unrivaled cooperation compared to any place in the Commonwealth. We have a chance to take the next step, and hopefully people who are of goodwill are going to try to make that next step.
Now, that's a good point. We're talking with David Toscano. It's a good point that a lot of locals who might be new to the area might not realize that when compared to the rest of Virginia, Albemarle County and Charlottesville have a long list of things that they work on together, that they cooperate on, that truly is light years beyond most other communities in the state.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, when people scream and cry, "Oh, you gotta cooperate on things." Well, they already do more than anybody else.
Well, they actually do. You know, one of the things about going down to Richmond, I realized pretty quickly how much cooperation there is here compared to other regions. where they can't figure out anything, and they're always at each other's throats as, in terms of this interest or that interest. If you look at what we have, you know, the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority, Rivanna Solid Waste Authority, the Regional Library Board, the Regional Jail, the Revenue Sharing Agreement, the Children Commission on Families and Youth, Darden-Tau Park, you could just go on and on and on. And the investments that both jurisdictions make that allow people from each jurisdiction to participate in, you know, we've got these wonderful parks in the county where we've got Mint Springs, and then in the city, we're investing, the city is investing $10 million in a new aquatic center that county residents can use. And in fact, there are more county lap swimmers than there are city lap swimmers. So you think about these things, and we do so many of these things jointly together, and people sometimes lose track of that.
We're talking with David Toscano. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. But that said, there's nothing to prevent Rob Bell from reintroducing that legislation next year, is there?
Absolutely not.
How did it not pass? It passed the House of Delegates with flying colors? Was that it?
It passed the House of Delegates, and then the Senate didn't have it in their budget, and so it became up to the conferees. And, you know, I think we have to recognize there is a certain logic to the proposal. So I'm not going to dismiss the logic. There is some logic to it. But I think the General Assembly didn't want to get in the middle of a local dispute and was very concerned that to pass this bill, to pass this change, would have opened up a Pandora's box for a lot of other jurisdictions. And they did not want to go down that road.
We're talking with David Toscano. Tim is on the line in Charlottesville. Tim, you're on with David. Go right ahead.
Hi. Maybe you guys have already passed this, but you were talking about civility when I got in my car and started listening. And
sure thing, yeah.
Earlier this week, I guess a couple days ago, I believe it was Toscano that was talking about not liking Cuccinelli and his lawsuit, but I don't know. The sound bite on the radio was something like, you know, those of us that don't like Cuccinelli call him Cooch. So I don't know, you know. Why do we need that kind of stuff going on either? You know, why can't we grow up a little bit and not try to use derogatory stuff?
Actually, you know, those of us who like Ken Cuccinelli call him Cooch.
That is his nickname, isn't it?
We use that nickname. I think you may have not heard it, but, you know, I play basketball with Ken Cuccinelli. You know, we have a good personal relationship, and everybody, his friends and both his political enemies and his political friends all call him Cooch. So that's not a derogatory term, I don't think. I don't think he thinks of it that way.
Yeah, I thought that was his nickname.
Yeah, it is a nickname.
And I guess Tim's point is it being used now by people who are upset about his lawsuit in a perhaps derogatory way?
Well, I've heard other words that are more derogatory that shouldn't be used and that I won't talk about on the air that are close to Cooch. But, you know, you're right. I mean, this person is the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. He should be accorded a level of respect commensurate with that position. And, you know, we only refer to him as Cooch because those of us know him who like him, you know, we use that nickname.
Tim, thanks for the call. Let's go to Colette. She's online, too, in Charlottesville. Colette, you're on with David Toscano. You go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Toscano, I made a comment on your blog about this upcoming meeting on the 24th, and you answered my comment, by the way, on your blog, and I had said, how come the neighborhoods aren't going to be included in this discussion because we're the taxpayers from the two jurisdictions? And your answer was, and this is a paraphrase, something like, well, I'm going to have a meeting for the citizens. It's going to happen before the April 24th meeting. So can you give me the time, place, and date of that citizen meeting?
Tonight, 6:30, Senior Center, Town Hall meeting. Creed Eads and myself will be there. We're going to be talking about the General Assembly session, and we'll be talking about revenue sharing issues. In addition, I would encourage anybody who has ideas to either post them on the blog or give me a call and let me know their ideas. You know, I don't have a vote in this process. I mean, I'm a representative in Richmond, but in terms of working out the deals of future cooperation and consolidation, that's going to be up to the local elected officials. I'm just trying to facilitate a process, and if I can pass on good ideas that neighborhood associations have or individual citizens have, I will do that, and I'll try to encourage them to consider that. But I'd urge you to come tonight, offer your ideas, listen to what other people have to say, and we'll probably have other meetings as well.
Okay, well, actually, we're having our neighborhood association meeting tonight, so that's where I'll be. But I hope on the 24th, even if we can't speak, we can come and listen.
Oh, I would encourage people to come.
It's a public event, right?
It is a public event. Yeah. There are going to be so many elected officials in that room that they'll probably not have a public input session. But that doesn't mean that people aren't going to be able to comment afterwards to their local officials. And again,
on this program, we'll do a big follow-up.
This is not the end of the day. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in a long process that will need to be an open one. I think both the city and the county don't want to come up with deals behind closed doors. They would want to have an open process where people know what's being discussed, and hopefully they can either agree or express their disagreement.
Colette, thank you so much for the call, and enjoy the neighborhood meeting tonight. Can I propose an idea that actually just occurred to me as we're talking, that one really positive thing that you might hope could result from this summit would be like a task force or a working group where you have somebody from the Board of Supervisors, somebody from the County School Board, City Council, City School Board, somebody from the neighborhoods that would all form some type of working group or task force that could then go past this summit, be a standing group that meets regularly to discuss these ideas of cooperation and come up with more ideas. Like we've heard suggested, you know, on this program many times, can't we explore more ways for cooperation with the schools or the parks? And that would be one thing that this group could explore. Well, how would that, what's the nuts and the bolts of what that might look like?
I think it's a great idea. And I think that my hope for this meeting is that we come away with some kind of understanding, a protocol, a process for how we tee up some of these issues. You know, whether it's a citizen group, whether it's a small group of county board members and city councilors, city school board and county school board, whatever the mechanism is, we agree on a process, we agree on some benchmarks, we agree on some perhaps some principles that we use to assess whether collaboration
some goals,
works.
Some metrics, yeah.
And then you move forward, and then a year out, you have the evaluation to see what you've put in place, what you think is going to work and what isn't going to work. Because, you know, not everything will work. I mean, some people say, well, we ought to do this, and then you find out it really doesn't save you any money, or it doesn't provide you a higher level of service for the same money. So in that case, why should you do it? You don't want to do it just for the sake of doing it.
Yeah. David Toscano, he's a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, former mayor of the city of Charlottesville. Thank you for being here.
Pleasure. Have me back again.
We'll do that.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.